time. Jack Riewoldt, if you've just jumped in the car, has re-signed until the end of 2019. I think he was already signed up until 2016. So we've got Dan Richardson, the Richmond GM of football, on the line. G'day, Dan. Congratulations.
Mark Arlock, how are you going?
Well done.
Couple of monsters in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
hey,
great.
Rance and now Jack.
Oh, well, yeah, not so much well done to me, but well done to the boys who and the footy club for obviously showing them that, yeah, we're going in the right direction and them obviously committing to the path that we're on and showing that faith is terrific and terrific for all Richmond supporters as well.
I think if he got to the end of 2016, that would have been free agency time for Jack. So just to take that away from other clubs just nipping at his heels and, you know, any speculation like you've been through with Alex Rance, I think it's good to put it to bed rather than it rearing its ugly head later on down the track.
Oh, you're right, Ox. I mean, probably one of the key pillars of free agency is retaining your key talent, and because clearly free agency does make it easier for players to leave. So, and yeah, clearly he's a key forward who they're always in high demand. Yeah, that was something that was at the forefront of our minds, no doubt. So, yeah, it's great news.
So did the ink dry before or after the six goals, Dan?
look, I've been talking to his manager, Liam Pickering, for a month or so. So, no, just pure coincidence that the six-goal night on Friday night. But, you don't react too quickly to one good week, or for that matter, one poor week when you're going through contract negotiations. So, but he certainly had a great game last Friday, didn't he?
Unusual for Liam's players to sign up before the due date too. Normally it drags out a little bit.
I don't feel like that.
My old mate Pickett, we sat on the accredited agents board together for many years, so we know each other well.
Well done. Congratulations.
Well done, mate.
It's well done for Richmond supporters, their rap. So good news. Well done.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Dan Richardson, the Richmond GM of football.